Wake Up with Anthony Tilley across the central wheat belt. Always good to catch up with the futurist Morris Mistelowski. How are you, Morris?
Very good.
I was having a bit of a whinge on Facebook today about people tailgating on the roads, and I've had lots of different responses on Facebook about, you know, what the roads are like and what really annoys people. I was kind of wondering, what's transport going to be like? What are the roads going to be like in, say, 2030?
Well, in 2030, the roads must probably be fairly much the same, but the transport that's on them is going to be vastly different. This tailgating thing that you're talking about hopefully will be well on its way to never being seen again. What we believe is by 2025 that one in four cars that will be sold will be fully autonomous. That means you'll be able to get in them, and if you want, you can drive them as you do now, no problem at all. But if you wanted to, you can press that magic button and it will take over the driving for you. But even before we get to that spot, a lot of cars you're buying now actually try and prevent tailgating, try and give information about the person in front of them, try and do all kinds of things to separate the cars away from each other. So we're going to see a lot of work done in the next 15, 20 years about changing motor vehicles substantially. Really the equivalent of what we've seen in the last 110 years is going to happen in the next 10.
Okay. So, Morris, what about public transport?
Well, public transport's kind of going down the same road. What we're going to do with public transport is, in most cases, instead of having a timetable, having it on a set route, we're going to go to what's called a dynamic timetable. And that's kind of like an Uber experience where you'll be able to pull up an app or it'll know you want to go somewhere from somewhere. And the bus, instead of having a fixed space to pick you up from, will kind of divert within its normal parameters of where it travels to pick you up and drop you off where you want to go.
Okay, that's pretty awesome. Oh, I'm going to play a song, Morris. I want to come back and I want to ask you about the futuristic transport. It's Radio West. It's Wake Up with Anthony Tilley across the central wheat belt. We're back talking with business futurist Morris Mistelowski about what private and public transport is going to look like in, say, 2030. Morris, I wanted to ask you about futuristic transport.
Really interesting stuff happening as we speak. It seems to have taken on a life of its own. It's kind of come from science fiction into science fact. Over the weekend, Branson was talking about going into space. Now, only 350 grand or so if you've got a lazy little bit of money lying around. But what's important out of that is not so much what Brad Pitt and the rest will do with that, but the notion that he believes that similar technology will allow us to travel from Perth to London in, say, 2 hours. He claims he can do it within 30 years. I think it's a bit longer. But nevertheless, we will see that kind of transportation. That's probably 50 years or so from now. What's also happening, which is what I love, is something called Hyperloop, and I met with these people last week. Hyperloop is vacuum transport, not transport to vacuums, but what happens is, like the old cash register we might have in supermarkets where you put money in and it sucks it up in a vacuum tube to somewhere else, this is rail in a vacuum tube. So it's little pods, each pod holds 20 people, and inside this vacuum tube, it literally can fly or it can travel at the speed of 1 kilometre every 3 seconds, which would kind of take you from where you are to Perth in about 85, 90 minutes. Quite incredible. Now, this is not science fiction. There's actually money being put behind it. The first Hyperloop is going live in about 3 years' time. Take that long to build it, and it's starting to be built now, with a whole lot of other incarnations over the next couple of years being announced.
Great to catch up with you, Morris, and look forward to talking again soon. All this information, plus a whole bunch of other stuff, you can find on businessfuturist.com. It's Radio West.